听英语，去什么？去什么 Peter College？ This Kina deals with the 24 groups of Kohanim who served in the second Beis HaMikdash. In Mani Har Sinai, the Torah is accepted ki ishachad v'levachad. Yet this Kina describes how each of these groups rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tragically, they essentially rejected Hashem and rejected his Torah. The Kina goes on to say how because of our averus, we were condemned to a galus of pain and suffering. The challenge for us, since Hashem has been so kind to our door, we sometimes lack a passionate yearning for the Geula. Generations before us who were subjected to pogroms and death marches probably didn't have so much trouble crying for the Mashiach. But what about us? So to help us a little, I'm going to recount just some of the tragedies we experienced this past year. In the past 3 months alone, Hashem has sent us 3 crushing blows. We were crushed in Meron. The children lost their parents. Parents lost their children. Son's friend is still clinging to life here in Beit Shemesh. We were crushed again in Givat Zev with a sudden bleacher collapse. And then we were crushed again in Miami and Surfside, where the death toll just rose to 97, with many others still missing. And many of these people were Achino Kobes Yisrael. Have we already forgotten about being forced to seal rooms with Eretz Yisrael under attack? You know, my 5-year-old daughter, just from one night alone, was traumatized. The sirens, from running. And for those who forgot about COVID-19, over 6,000 deaths in Eretz Yisrael alone, and over 4 million people worldwide. My father-in-law's website was just a week ago. And he was one of the many statistics caught up in the map. And just when we thought we conquered it, new variants have developed, mortality rate is going up again, government lockdowns may be imminent. And what about the skyrocketing incidents of anti-Semitism all over the world? Jew hatred is becoming the in thing. And then you're no longer disguising their Jew hatred as moral criticism of Israel. They begin to say it straight out. Hitler was right. The question is, what are we going to do about it? It's almost like we're experiencing some sort of national sickness. The Jewish people are being assaulted by a combination of both man-made terror like knife attacks, suicide bombings, as well as catastrophic acts of nature, divine events, like being crushed to death and a pandemic. So we have some sort of national sickness, but we don't have a doctor or a Navi to tell us how to solve it, how to cure it. I'm going to share an amazing story of Ari Levin, Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. And when people think where they want to daven, trying to choose a shul, trying to find a minion for Shabbos. Some will choose it based on the comfort of the chairs. For some, it's the air conditioning. For others, it's the length of the drasha. They have a youth minion. They have masks, don't have masks. All different approaches that people have. How close it is to one's home. For Levin, when he chose the shul, and he had options like the Kotel, he had options to daven with Gedolim. He chose to daven every Shabbos in a prison. He davened with the lowest elements of society to learn with them, to grow with them, to be with them. One Shabbos, someone came running in the middle of davening and told Reuven that his daughter was very sick. He should come at once. He excused himself, went to the hospital, and he found her in a coma-like state, barely clinging to life. And the doctor said, there's no hope, and there's no cure. It's a matter of days. So people started davening, saying Tehillim, learning Torah, B'Shusa. And like what happened to many when a loved one is sick, life was put on hold. He and his wife were in the hospital almost 24/7 by her bedside. And then the next Shabbos came, and everyone knew he was going somewhere. He was going to his shul, to his Mikdash Ma'at, to daven with the prisoners. When he arrived, they couldn't believe it. Rabbi, what are you doing here? What about your daughter? Went on to daven. And they got up to Kriyas HaTorah. And many shuls have the minhag, the Kriyas HaTorah. People have an opportunity to pledge money to tzedakah. Sometimes could be 18 shekel, 100 shekel, 180 shekel. So this shul, the prison, also did that. It could be some of the criminals had a large stash of funds they had accumulated over the years of criminal activity. And it's an opportunity perhaps to give back. And the first Ola is called up. The Rabbi is offering Mishabera, and he pauses to find out how much money he'd like to contribute. And the man thinks, says, I would like to contribute one day of my life to Levin's daughter. The next Aliyah, which says, I want to contribute 1 week of my life for Levin's daughter. And each Aliyah this continued. Some donated days, some donated weeks. We finally got up to the last Aliyah. This was a hardened criminal, someone who didn't usually give in the past at all. Anyone figured out, forget it, there's no chance. He gets up, tears in his eyes. He says, I want to contribute the rest of my life to Rabbi Levin's daughter. This is a girl they had never met. Of course, Rabbi Levin turned down all the offers, said, I'm not accepting any of these beautiful offers, but thank you so much for thinking of us. He headed back to the hospital. And everyone came running over. You're not going to believe it. It's been a miraculous recovery. Your daughter is completely healed 100%. The family couldn't explain it. The doctors could not explain it. There was only one person who understood what had happened. Rabbi Levin. Because he had seen how people who were ordinary had become extraordinary. He had witnessed how criminals had stepped up to become malachim. He was able to see the good in everyone. Perhaps we need to do a better job of seeing the good in others. We're often so quick to find problems. Problems with my neighbor, problems with the Rav, problems with my shul, problems with my school, problems with my wife, problems with my life. Maybe it's time to start seeing the good. And even if we don't see it yet, maybe we can at least try to treat our brothers and sisters with love. The same person that skips us in line at the store, cuts us off on the highway, these are our brothers, these are our Shemitah's children. And maybe, just maybe, if we treat Hashem's children with love and respect, then maybe, just like Levin's daughter, the Jewish people will experience a miraculous recovery. And we will be teleported to a time where there's no more war, no more hate, no more sickness, and no more death. A time where we will be reunited with our loved ones and experience life like it was meant to be lived. Amen. Amen. Thank you.